Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Maida Mountain Village Public Infrastructure District meeting. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance: Gary Harder, Kurt Craig, Nicole Cottle, and we'd like to excuse Carl McMillan and Mike Ostermiller. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you would like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality. A staff member will unmute you when it's appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to the chair to conduct today's meeting.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. For some reason, now this is another one, Morgan, where my camera is not turning on. I'm not sure why, but I look great overall. But we'll go ahead and go with what we need. Do you need me to be on camera to run the meeting?
No, I think we're fine, right, Nicole?
Okay, I just want to make sure because if we.
Yep, you're fine, sir. Yep.
Okay, because if it is, you could run it, Nicole. All right, so welcome everybody to our meeting for the Mountain Village PID. First thing we need to do is a motion or a review of last time's minutes from December of 2025. So I'm looking for a motion on that.
Gary, this is Kurt Craig, one of the board members. I motion that the minutes are okay to approve.
Thanks, Kurt. We have a motion.
I'll second it.
Thanks,
And
Mike.
just to clarify, we're talking about the December, what is it? December
18th,
18th.
18th,
Date
2025.
December 2025. December 18, 2025. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Rule passed unanimously. The second thing is for a tentative budget. For the PID, and for that, I'll turn the time over to Paula.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Paula Eldridge. I am the Finance Budget Officer for the Maida Mountain Village PID. This year, we're for our fiscal 26-27 year, we receive revenues from a property tax that will be officially levied in our next meeting. This amount will provide revenues for next year's operating costs of the PID. The PID actually does quite a few things in the village. It provides road maintenance, trail maintenance, snow removal, storm drain, and those types of services. The other revenues that we get are assessment collections for two of our assessment bonds, and those are paid by by certain property owners. And then you'll see that there is a line item that says transfers from other funds. These are the pledged revenues for the 2024 and 2025 TAR bonds. And then the budgetary use of fund balance, primarily these are the funds that are on deposit with the bond trustee and our project funds and capitalized interest. And then if we go to the expenses, we've got general administrative costs, our operating costs for the PID operations for the fiscal year. We've got the project costs that were funded by the bonds. And then we've got our debt service costs. And I open it up to any questions from the board.
Does anybody have any questions for Paula?
Yes, I do, sir.
Go ahead,
Mr.
Nicole.
Chair, I just want to also clarify. I know I asked this question on a couple of the other PID discussions that we had, that when I'm looking at fiscal year 2025 and 2026, and I see the bond proceeds line in 2025, and then the spend down to 2026, and then the when we get to fiscal year 2027, help me, Paula, understand where the shift from the 123 on the top line under bond proceeds now goes to the budgetary use of fund balance and shifts over to that 2027 line of 177 million. Can you just talk that for me?
Sure. So the what we have done with our bonds is that we have put money aside for capitalized interest for several years, as well as the project funds. The whole purpose of the bonds are available for these construction costs. Most of these projects are 3 to 5 year projects, and we anticipate in this next year to see a good portion of that spent down. But you're going to see in fiscal 26, this is the total amount available to spend on projects. And then what we show in fiscal 27 is what we estimate will be available beginning July 1st.
Okay. Yep, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate that explanation.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Paula? Any other comments about the proposed budget? Hearing none, I turn to the board for any action that you deem appropriate.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion. It's Mike. I'll make a motion. We approve resolution 2026-01.
Thank you, Mike. We have a motion. Is there any second to that?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Nicole. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No, thank you.
Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Chair ruled that passed unanimously. Resolution is adopted. Thank you very much, Paula, and for the Midas staff. Seeing no further business, at least on our agenda, does anybody have any comments they'd like to make? Hearing none, I'd like to thank everybody for your attendance today. Look forward to seeing you on the next time we have a board meeting. Need one final motion.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Thanks, Nicole. Having concluded our business, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you very much, everybody. Have a pleasant day. We are adjourned.
Thanks, everyone. Meeting adjourned 4:07.